Chapter 6, Stampede.
"Wow," whispered Jack and Annie together. Black Hawk looked silently at the grazing buffalo.
"Hand me the research book," said Jack.
Annie lifted Teddy out of the bag, then she slid the book out and gave it to Jack. He found a picture of a buffalo herd. He read to himself, "The true name of the buffalo is bison. At the beginning of the 1800s, there were 40 million bison on the Great Plains. 100 years later, there were less than 300. Almost all had been killed by white hunters and soldiers." Jack looked back at the vast herd. As far as he could see, there was nothing but buffalo. Now Jack knew for certain they'd come to the time before the white settlers and soldiers had arrived, before the end of the great buffalo herds. "I have been on many hunts," Black Hawk said, his eyes still on the buffalo.
"Were you scared?" said Jack.
Black Hawk shook his head.
"You're really brave," said Annie.
Black Hawk smiled proudly.
"I will show you how a brave hunter moves," he said.
He slid off his pony.
"Wait, your grandmother said not to hunt," said Annie. "Plus, you don't have your wolf suit."
"I am not afraid," said Black Hawk.
"I don't think you should go down there," said Jack. "There's no grown-ups around." But Black Hawk wasn't listening. He began creeping on all fours toward the buffalo.
"I have a feeling something bad is going to happen," said Annie.
Jack had the same feeling. He looked back at the book. "A bison can weigh 2,000 pounds and stand 6 feet high. If one becomes alarmed by a hunter, he might start running and set off a terrifying stampede." Jack looked back at Black Hawk. He was creeping closer and closer to the herd. Jack's heart pounded. He wanted to shout, "Come back," but he didn't want to scare any of the huge, fierce-looking animals. Keeping his eyes on Black Hawk, Jack handed the Plains book to Annie. She slid it back into the bag beside Teddy. Black Hawk stopped just as he was passing the nearest buffalo. His eyes squeezed shut. His nose wrinkled up. His mouth opened.
"What's he doing?" asked Jack.
Achoo!
Black Hawk sneezed. "Uh-oh," said Annie. The huge buffalo jerked its head up. It made a low, moaning sound. Then it pointed its horns and charged.
"Watch out!" cried Jack.
Black Hawk threw himself out of the way of the charging buffalo. A ripple went through the herd as other shaggy animals looked up. Suddenly, Teddy jumped out of Annie's arms. He landed in the tall grass and ran toward the buffalo.
"Teddy!"
shouted Annie. The dog tore down the hill. He bounded along the edge of the herd, barking furiously.
"Teddy, come back!" cried Annie.
She slid off her pony and ran after Teddy. Jack tried to see Black Hawk. The boy was still dodging the running buffalo. He looked tired. Jack took a deep breath.
"Go to Black Hawk," he said, nudging Sunlight with his knees.
The golden pony charged down the slope. He ran between the buffalo.
"Black Hawk!" Jack shouted.
Black Hawk started running toward Sunlight. The buffalo swerved behind him. Sunlight slowed as Black Hawk got near. The boy threw himself over the golden pony's back. He held onto Jack as Sunlight veered away from the buffalo and ran back up the slope.
"Where's Annie?"
Jack cried as they reached the top.
"There,"
said Black Hawk, pointing. Annie was surrounded by buffalo. Calm buffalo. She was patting them and talking to them. The buffalo near her had stopped running, too. The ones beyond those started to calm down, then others, until all the buffalo had stopped running. They began grazing again, as if nothing had happened.